Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
With one of his co-stars.
And Kiki Palmer and her bae Darius Jackson shock fans with their latest maternity shoot.
Plus, Shamar Moore is going to be a dad for the first time at 52 years old.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Back with us today is the beautiful actress and singer Jessie Wu.
Woo!
What's up, everybody?
I love when you say that rap.
Happy to be back. All right, let's get to dish. Child, it looks like Emily Ratajkowski strikes again. Apparently, over the weekend, she was spotted at a Japanese restaurant in New York City Hall, hugged up with comedian Eric Andre, y'all.
Oh, wow.
From the looks of it, they were smash ready because they were all smiles while walking in Manhattan with their arms around each other, baby. I know Emily is out here being single and having fun, but y'all think she doing too much by dating all these men? Or is she just having female, like, is she just going through her female Pete Davidson?
It's
era.
Almost like if she don't want people to see, she just need to stay in the house. Because no matter what they do, somebody's going to see and picture them and talk about it.
Wasn't Emily the one that says she wants to only date ugly men?
She likes ugly
like
men.
Or medium ugly men? Would y'all consider Eric Andre a little medium ugly? Soft ugly?
He has a unique look.
Yeah, he does.
But here's the thing about Eric Andre. Is the man's hilarious. The man is hilarious.
Is.
I'm a firm believer if you can make a woman laugh, or you can make somebody laugh, you can get them into
you. Can laugh about their
draw. Make her laugh. She was with Pete Davidson. Hell, he didn't make her laugh, and he's a comedian. He's funny, and he tickled Kim Kardashian's fancy. But
that's how he got these women, because he's so funny.
Exactly.
Yeah, but why he ain't keeping them?
Because it's like a relationship Roomba. He kind of moves from room to room.
Yeah.
He's kind of doing as he pleases, doing the good that he can while he's there, you know?
Eric is a dummy. She first said she wanted ugly men and she liked somebody funny.
Right, exactly. That's the point.
Yeah, he's like Biggie, heartthrob never, black and ugly as ever. Like, maybe you believe
it. Say coochie down to the sock.
Well, if you feel bad for Pete the Meat, don't. Because reportedly, he's been seen cuddled up with his Bodies co-star Chase Sui Wonders after his split with Emily Ratajkowski. Now, the word is, the twosome was sitting side by side in the restaurant, hugging and kissing while waiting for their grub. Now, the outing marks the fourth time Pete and Chase have been spotted together over the last month. So this seems like this might be thang.
My man Pete has taste. Here's what we can say about Pete Davidson. Is this man does not miss, and he has excellent taste.
He does. And you know what? I usually don't do pink meat. But, I mean, I don't know. Pete, I might try that meat. I might have to try that. And I've met him in person before. I actually have a picture for y'all. I've met him in person before, and he's kind of fine.
Did you get the vibe?
I tell everybody, Pete is cute. I don't care what nobody say. I never thought he was, like, ugly. I'm like, why do people think he's so, like,
Pete
ugly?
He's very charming. Yes, and he has this aura about him. Mind you, when I met him, I was dating another comedian. But I was like, listen, I might have to try that meat one day.
How do we know he got pink meat?
It ain't dark. He's light. White.
He could be
Tanner,
albino down there.
Tanner, can you verify that that's what y'all know people have pink meat?
Absolutely. Pink like fucking lipstick or something.
Exactly.
Can we change the subject?
Don't act like you ain't never seen
a pink meat.
Anyway, y'all.
You ever seen a loaf of bologna?
Well, maybe Miss Kiki Palmer, honey, is going all out, baby, for her pregnancy, honey. That's what's going on with her niece.
She sure is, Gary. The mommy-to-be just dropped her maternity shoot done by the iconic David LaChapelle, and they are everything. Kiki captioned the photo, "It's giving poetry. It's giving Michelangelo. It's giving Sistine Chapelle. It's giving masterpiece. Behold, a mother, a father, and the blessed baby we await in pure awe. The greatest gift from above we could ever dream. We can't wait to meet you, little one. We are so glad to be your earth parents as God's hands are placed so gently over your life."
It is a stunning
that
photo.
That was a beautiful casket. Beautiful.
And it's such a beautiful piece of art, because, like, most art makes you want to look at it and be like, why is this happening? You know, like, yeah. Are you in a hotel room standing on top of a globe while a random man is like, I don't know, is he taking a selfie? I don't know what's going on, but it looks beautiful. Yeah. Have you ever seen Gary's maternity shoot when he was, you know, getting ready to bring baby Leroy into the world?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never seen it, Gary.
Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Let me get it pulled up here.
Yeah, I told you, I guess they men are having babies. I just didn't want to reveal mine.
Aww. So did David LaChapelle take your pictures too?
Yeah, Chappelle LaDay. Yeah,
okay. LaDay.
Okay,
that's
nice
the bootleg like David right. LaChapelle. Chappelle LaDay.
Well, baby fever is in full swing because for the first time ever, at the tender age of 52, Shamar Moore is going from daddy to daddy. Shamar pulled up to the Jennifer Hudson Show and revealed exclusively that him and his longtime girlfriend Desiree Zon are expecting their bundle of joy on February the 8th. Oh my God, which is a very sentimental date for Shamar. Listen to this.
So, I'm Shamar Moore, 52 and a half years old. My mother is in heaven right now. It'll be 3-year anniversary on February 8th. And on February 8th, I'm gonna make one of her dreams come true. Because in real life, Shamar Moore is about to be a daddy.
Oh! Congratulations! That's news! That is news!
Wow.
Shamar also gave his fans a sneak peek into the baby reveal on his social media, and it looked like a whole vibe. Look at this. Shamar Moore is so damn fine.
Like, right.
Shamar Moore is dead ass like one of those men that God just stopped making. Like, he's from that era of men that just were so damn fine. It's like, somewhere down the line, God was like, I ain't making these no more.
They retired the model.
I gotta say, though, 52, like, for me, I'm gonna say for me, if I don't have a kid by 50, I think I'm, like, I'm not getting into it. Because I just feel like at that point...
You wanna have a kid by 56?
No, if I don't have a kid by 50.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
If I don't have a kid by 50. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, at 52, it's like, what, you're gonna be 72, 70 years old when that kid graduates high school?
But Shamar is aging so damn good.
He is like, aging like a vampire.
As long as you ain't walking around with no cane. Crazy like Benjamin Button or nothing. You good.
But watch this be the thing that ages him. Like nothing has ever had. Like, you know, it's almost like, you know, how people look before they become president and how they look after they become president.
Before, after, yes.
No, kids are rough the first couple of years.
Hell yeah.
They are. They are.
Yeah, I said, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Times four.
Okay, guys, just when you thought we were done with dishing the baby news, there's more. Kaley Cuoco is expecting her mini-me soon with boyfriend Tom Pelfrey, and she tatted his name on her so that he knows it's real, okay? Kaley posted a series of photos from the couple's baby shower, and one of them was a close-up of Tom's name tattooed ever so tiny on the inside of her ring finger. Now, Kaley's been divorced twice already, y'all. She says she's never getting married again, but loves the idea of a lifelong partner.
Now, I think it's dope to see people do different things than what, like, our predecessors did. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, you start to see, like, more, like, you know, the tattoos and more, like, oh, instead of a wedding ring, we'll make it a necklace or some other kind of thing. It's different. Speaks to the times. And, like, they got a baby coming, so it's not like, you know, just some dude she ran into a couple times. Like,
well, that don't mean nothing. All like, these illegitimate babies, honey, running around here, that don't mean nothing,
that
honey.
Don't mean, they might
That's
not.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, but, fellas, have y'all ever been smashing somebody and you saw somebody else's name tatted on them?
That wouldn't bother me.
Really?
That wouldn't bother me.
Now, if you saw...
Who's Andrew? I don't care.
He ain't here tonight.
Up next, honey, Boosie Badass, honey, wants to join forces with Diddy and Carisha. Mm-hmm. But he's having a hard time getting in touch with them. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, most artists have dream collabs, and apparently Boosie Badass is no exception. He made a post with this caption. Diddy called me, man. I had two Diddy numbers in my phone, and somehow Pleasure P was under one of them. LOL, I'm not crazy.
Then he
screenshot this message to Diddy and Young Miami.
I got this record named Diddy and Carisha. And I need y'all to shoot the video for it. I'm not in the video at all. I just need y'all to shoot some on the yacht, whatever. Y'all lifestyle.
Oh, and he also included a video of himself listening to the track. So he's really going for it. What y'all think? I mean, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Is it me or Boosie always sounds like he's in distress?
Yeah.
Like, even if he says something that's like lighthearted, call me, man.
A sense of urgency to everything,
man.
Oh, Popeyes done dropped a new sandwich, man.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
It's just regular. It's just regular.
Do you think Diddy's going to call him? Also, like, if you got Diddy's number, you got to have somebody else who's also got Diddy's number in your phone.
Yeah.
Right?
But I don't think Diddy has a number, though.
He has, like, a signal.
Yeah.
He showed to the sky.
Like, for instance, like, Nick Cannon, he doesn't have a... You can't call him.
But how does he know whose kid's house to show?
I know, right? No, but with Nick, he doesn't have a phone number. He has an iPad.
Oh. It's his, email.
Yeah. So maybe that's what Diddy's on, too. I don't know. But a lot of those celebrities, you can't just call...
That's confusing. Just on my phone.
Okay, y'all. You know, we got to get back. You know, we got to talk about porn again. Here goes. Looks like another Disney Channel star. Another Disney Channel star has gone to the dark side. Dan Lee Benson starred on Wizards of Waverly Place with Selena Gomez. And he just shared on TikTok how he tripped and fell into adult entertainment.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day, he'd get DMs from women he found attractive, only they weren't who they said they were. He sent them nude pics and videos, and of course, they ended up on the internet. So... He tried unsuccessfully to get the pics, videos taken down. He had already retired from acting and almost lost his real-world job because of the leaked photos. Then, last year, he said, screw it, I'm going to sell it myself. And he got his own OnlyFans page.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. That's right. Make his own money.
Period.
You gullible slut, you. Like, how many people are you going to let talk you into just sending them nudes?
Yeah.
Like, you're not famous out here. Like, of course some of these things are going to end up on the internet.
I was going to start an OnlyFans during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, like, you know, selling everywhere. And I was like,
it still sells.
Yeah, I was like, still sells. Can I sell my
That's a stock that never goes down.
Yeah,
actually.
I know. I did put a little introductory video on there, but I was like, nah. Mm. Yeah, my mama would not.
Yeah, it's a thin line with that.
Mm. All right, so let's just say, like, you know, you're out there in the dating space, and you found out the person you was dating had an OnlyFans page. Would that be a deal breaker for y'all, or would it be
on the OnlyFans page?
Honestly, like, OnlyFans, like, there's people who, like, show their feet on OnlyFans. Yeah. That's a big thing. Like, some people, they're on there, like, massaging their cat.
I've never been to OnlyFans, but I just need to ask you what's in the category.
I'll tell y'all after the
day. Did you stumble across the cat massage videos, or did you Google that?
I'll tell y'all after the day.
Trying to keep my job.
All right, y'all, up next. What millionaire celebrity doesn't have a car? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Yo, Jesse, looks like your girl B. Simone is going viral after a video hit the internet of her explaining why she's a multimillionaire with no car. Mm-hmm. Check this out.
I sold my car, which was almost 2 years ago. I still don't have a car. And I'm a multimillionaire. I still don't have a car.
Mm.
I almost bought a $300,000 G-Wagon because of the stuff I saw on the internet.
Okay, you know, everybody got that thing, you know. Do y'all agree with the rationale?
You know, I don't have a car either.
Really?
I mean, I'm not a multimillionaire, but I don't have a car. I was living in New York for years, and then I came here during the pandemic, and I just didn't feel like having a car. I was so conditioned to the train.
Sure.
So I don't know. I can't get used to getting a car again. I don't know.
So you Uber everywhere?
I Uber, yeah.
Wow. After so long, that becomes expensive, though, because
when
you get to a certain caliber, you're not just going to ride in a regular economy Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start taking the black SUVs to the airport from my house, it's $200.
Woo!
Yeah, I remember I did pull up to a red carpet event recently, and I did pull up in a Toyota Camry, and I did get a couple looks.
Yeah.
I did get a couple looks, like... Yeah. Oh, okay, I was all right. Not the girl from Dish Nation.
Right.
Toyota Camry, okay.
That's funny.
So, yeah, but I mean, what do y'all think?
I'm from Chicago, and you still need a damn car. Yeah. I don't care what nobody say. You need some type of car, period. Whether you love the car, hate the car, you need some type of vehicle, especially in Chicago where it snows, when it's cold. You don't know what type of emergency you may have. Mm-hmm. And people are not always available to run up on you and help you and bring you some milk.
Especially when you need them, honey. They ain't around.
You get an emergency, you need it,
You might need to go get some sex.
You might need to go.
To it immediately.
Exactly. And you know what's going to help you get some sex? A nice car. Sometimes it helps. Okay, anyhow, moving along. Guys, it was fast. Looks like Britney Spears is setting the record straight about that picture Paris Hilton claims was not photoshopped. Okay, so we talked about this yesterday. After her pal Paris Hilton posted a selfie with her and the birthday boy, Britney made it clear that the image believed to be taken that night was in fact from years ago.
Wow.
She took to IG with a video of herself dancing in a red Coca-Cola crop top and matching miniskirt with the caption, "I haven't been to a birthday party in forever."
Right. Oh.
They look 13, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Like, Paris Hilton looks very young, and so does Britney.
See, I didn't know it was this scandalous. I just thought she face-apped her face. But to go out of her way to Photoshop the entire picture, come on now.
Yeah, that's a duck tilt.
Yeah.
Not phone details, but...
If you would have told me when I was like 15 or 16 years old that the day would come that Britney Spears would be like dancing and not wearing any clothes and I could see it anytime for free on my phone, and my reaction would be like, I would have told you were crazy.
No, but honestly, sometimes I get lost on her IG.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll go on there and just be there for hours just looking at, because she comes in the camera.
Well, she still got it. She knows how to do the thing. But do you remember her fashion shows? Does she still do fashion shows?
I don't follow Britney.
Oh, yeah, she'll come on there. Hey, guys, I'm wearing this shirt I got for $12. Look.
Gary, you should do that.
And then she walks away. She walks away. It's like, and I will literally get lost in her IG page for like hours watching her do that.
It's the Twilight Zone.
Brit's got it.
Wow. We love Britney.
Up next, y'all, we didn't see Dish coming with one Tennessee officer going viral for being naughty. Ooh, we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. It's time for
Didn't See Dish Coming.
One Tennessee Police Department has gone viral for being some very naughty cops, darling. Apparently, a married female officer allegedly had sexual affairs with six male officers, including illicit on-duty liaisons, sending nudes, and even having a threesome with another co-worker and his wife.
Woo!
Oh, beautiful.
Now, as to be expected, these wild sex escapades has left the officer without a job. And a few of her accomplices were either suspended or fired as well.
Ooh.
What do y'all think about
Apparently
this?
She's a part of the gang unit.
Yeah. Yo, I was going to say she was taking that serve part a little seriously to protect and serve.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, what happened to officers just eating donuts? They out there dying.
They're still doing that.
Apparently a donut fell in somebody's lap.
Okay. I can't imagine walking in somewhere and you sleeping with six people that's in there.
Come on.
Right?
Simple. I mean, it's easier to sleep that's closer to you. They say you eat where you... And that's what she's doing.
Have y'all ever had sexual relations with y'all co-workers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It gives you a reason to come to work.
Y'all answered that very fast.
You never, Brad? Never?
No.
Really?
You and JD ain't never done nothing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That is my brother. No, hell no. We genuinely have brotherly, sisterly love. No, not
so,
ever.
So, definitely not.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Never.
Yo.
Wow.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.